Jason Big Joe, 102.5 the game here on this Friday. We're live at Chiba Hut in Clarksville, 419 Riverside Drive. Come by. It's their grand opening. They've had a blast today. Scott Atkins is with us, the owner here at Chiba Hut. Thanks so much for having us, Scott. This has been a blast.
Thanks, guys, coming out. It's been a great day for you guys to come out and do a little broadcasting and show off our little restaurant here in Clarksville.
So did you do any kind of soft opening, or is today
this this is our official grand opening. We had a little soft opening before this, but this is the grand opening today. We're open to the public. We want them to just come on in here and have a good time.
Well, if you've been to the one in Donaldson, you already know what you're going to get. It's fantastic. We've been eating and chowing down here, but you got a perfect location right here in Clarksville, right off the main drag here on Riverside Drive by the river. I mean, you can't miss it. It's perfect.
Sure can't miss it. A great spot, great location. City here and the community has been great. Welcome to Miss Ann with, you know, open arms. Was glad to have us. And, you know, it's just a great little spot. We're excited to be here.
Scott, I got a problem with your Donaldson location.
Oh, no.
Always crowded.
It's always crowded.
And I got to wait, which is fine because then I get the French dip. I get the AK-47, which is fantastic. But, I mean, I think Chiba Hut is exceeding. I thought it would do well, but it's really doing well. It's packed. It's crowded. Donaldson location. We had a packed house here today. Is this what you envisioned?
This is what I envisioned. Is I have a great spot where the community can come. It's for everybody. Everybody can come in here and feel welcomed and get a great sandwich. And we don't do fried foods here. So if you'll notice, everything we have is cut fresh.
Yep.
It's all cut fresh. It comes in. We have a very small freezer just for small stuff. But everything else, our huge big cooler, everything's fresh. And that's what we want to promote, fresh. Our bread's fresh. Everything's fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I go to the Donaldson location, not as much as Derek Mason does, but I go there like three times a week. I mean, I get the French dip every time. It's so
amazing.
Good, right?
It's amazing. It's so what we love about Chiba Hut, the consistency over the franchise, we try to keep it consistent. So when you walk in this one, or you walk in the one in Donaldson, or you walk in the one in Little Rock, Arkansas, they should all taste the same.
Is that yours too?
No, sir. That one's not. But we do have, this is store 101, 101st, which is kind of funny because we have the 101st
ironic.
Airborne up here. So it all worked out perfectly. And, you know, with going with our 420 theme, we got as close as we could with the address. We got 419.
Yeah, there you go.
We was trying to stay with that 420 theme. We couldn't get no closer. We'd be in the river.
Oh, you're a lot smarter than you look there, Scott, with all this. The community, like I said, the one in Donaldson, I see the same people when I go in there all the time. They go there and eat, and they love the food and community here. Is that a big part of what you want to get?
That's a big part. We want to see a lot of locals. At our Donaldson store, we'll have probably anywhere from 10 to 20 people sitting at the bar at some point of the day that are locals that come there every single day. They may not eat every day, but they're going to get a beer, and they're going to get a munchie, you know, some pretzel nugs.
Yeah.
They're going to get something, you know. And if you hadn't had our pretzel nugs yet, you got to try those.
Uh-oh.
They're so unbelievable.
Maybe the way out the door. I like the fact that you're from here.
Yes, I'm from Jolt, and originally I lived there all my life.
So this is more than just a franchise popping. I mean, this is your community too.
Yes, sir. This feels like, you know, I feel like I'm bringing something home.
Right.
And that's what when I got this franchise, I had told the people that we got it from in Colorado, we told them, say, hey, this is my home. I want to bring something here because I think it's that neat that I want to bring it home. And so we drug this all the way from Colorado just to get it here.
Love it.
I will say, Derek Mason, the former Titans receiver that does our afternoon show, a lot of times he'll order a sandwich that will get to the station before he will, and we'll have it waiting for him. He absolutely loves it.
That's amazing. I'm so glad. You know, Derek Mason, iconic Nashville. I mean, to Nashville, he's a hero in Nashville. You know, sports heroes. You know, that's great. I'm glad he loves our sandwich.
Yeah, he absolutely
does.
That's
the testament. He's a good dude, good sandwich. You know, they fit together.
Exactly. Scott, right. Thanks again for having us today, and I wanted to have you on for a few minutes to kind of talk about it. But, again, you're open to the public. Come by. What are the hours?
Today, during the week, it is 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Weekends, Friday and Saturday, it's from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then on Sundays, it's 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And you got a little bar over there with how many
full
beers
bar, 20 taps, 20 Ooh. Beer taps.
That's speaking my language.
I promise you it's the coldest beer in Clarksville.
Okay. We like that.
I promise you it's the coldest beer in Clarksville.
Scott, appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Atkins here at